from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
You know, Ursula, I left here. Went to go talk to all my brothers and sisters out there at my Northwest. I love talking to Julia, Frank, and Coogan. And I come back to check the text line. And I wanted to see, because I left with a sweeping statement that I asked for your co-signature on.
You did.
You would not co-sign. It reminds me of back when I was trying to get a car back in the day, and you asked your family member to co-sign, and you were like, oh, no, I don't know if I want to do that.
Bit of a liability.
Yeah. So you didn't co-sign. So I left, and I come back. There's a lot of people volunteered to co-sign with me.
Well, your question was, do you feel like the kids of today are not nearly as respectful as
yesterday,
the kids of yesteryear?
Uh-huh.
And apparently a lot of people on our text line, which might say a lot about who listens to our show, they're saying for sure they would co-sign with you.
Okay, are you willing to co-sign with me yet?
You know I'm really reluctant to do sweeping statements. You know I am.
But there's a part of you.
There's a part of me that does think that respect has gone out the window.
I'll co-sign with you on that.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait,
but you know there are upsides
pumped.
Too.
I'm being pumped. I come back.
She is looking around.
Wait, are you okay?
She is looking around right now. Wait, chef? I think you were part of the reasoning behind G's sweeping statement, and now you're co-signing with him?
All right. We can just leave it there. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right. It is summer season just around the corner, and the Herald points out that if you want to take a ferry from, say, Edmonds to Kingston this summer, peak rates are going to go into effect. It'll be $55 for a couple heading over on a car. Also, the Herald points out that you can expect to wait at least an hour or two, and often three hours during busy travel times like, oh, I don't know, afternoons and weekends. So, Ursula, I got to ask you, if you are planning anything this summer and it involves going over to the peninsula or the islands, are you taking the ferry? Are you driving? Or are you just, you know what, I'm not doing it this year.
I would take the ferry. I would
wait
take
3 hours.
Ferry, even if it means up to 3 hours. I would do everything I could to avoid those very, very peak times where it would be 3 hours. I think three is getting to my breaking point. But 1 to 2 hours, I think that's already built in. And every time I take the ferry, I say, even though it's expensive and you deal with the wait, I get why people would do it. I get why people would live on the Kitsap Peninsula or the Olympic Peninsula. I get why you're willing to make that investment because it is a treat. It is something that so many places can't say that they have. They cannot brag about having a ferry system, which, granted, we have all sorts of problems right now. Okay. I'm just saying.
Most of a ferry system here.
The view, exactly. The view that you would get from the ferry and the views that you get and the beauty that you get once. Steve, our engineer, is listening to me because he rides the ferry every single day.
Sean.
It's worth it. It would be worth it to me because it is that gorgeous over on the other side.
I want to. If you guys were listening to Ursula talk just now.
I say it from experience because I just went over the
Kitsap Peninsula. That's why Chef went to you first. You definitely have a lot of experience on the ferry. But I want you to imagine for a second. You've been waiting for 2 hours, 3 hours. And imagine having Ursula in your ear. Don't worry about your wait. Because when you get on the other side, it's so beautiful. And it's so much worth it. I would take my headphones or whatever I'm listening to Ursula on and just throw it against the dash. And the thing is, Ursula, no. This whole ferry wait for 3 hours, it's not worth it. No, it's not. There's nothing in the world that is worth a 3 hour wait. Not even your bride to be. 3 hours?
You
had to wait for you for 3 hours?
A man of only instant gratification. Some of the finest things in life will never be within your reach if you believe that.
Ursula,
but we have other options.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Let When was the last time you rode a ferry?
I think it was 2022.
Okay. Real.
22.
Because I'm just going to say, and
it wasn't,
those
it wasn't
rides
a wait.
Are,
it wasn't a wait. It was boom, right on.
Yeah, I would not want to do it every single day, 3 hours. But a lot of times people already also figure out what they're going to do with that time. Aren't you scrolling? Aren't you doing show prep? Aren't you have things to do, knitting project, whatever it is. You have things to do while you're waiting in that ferry.
So let me ask you, as you're someone who gets on a ferry a lot, I want to ask you.
I don't go a lot. But well, I'm just saying I would be willing to do
you go
it.
More than 3 times a year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking, and I'm being very serious. Do you already bake in the time of a potential of 2 to 3 hour wait?
And I don't think I've ever waited 3 hours.
Okay.
What? You've never waited 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
3 hours with little kids in the ferry line.
That would be tough.
Hell, I will not do it. Driving around, I'm driving around every single time. If it's anywhere on a Friday or no, driving every single time. That's the only way I see Tacoma, G. It's going down south around to the peninsula.
How many times have you been to Tacoma in your lifetime, Jeff?
Actually stopped and been in the city of Tacoma?
Yeah.
3 or 4.
Wow. In your lifetime?
3 or 4, yeah.
Dying.
Yeah. I talked about my South Sound bias. It's just traffic, you know, getting through. Yeah.
Tacoma's a hidden gem.
Rich said, I met my wife commuting on a ferry. Well, how'd you do that?
There you go.
You met your wife on a ferry?
Well, you got some time to chat, you know, you see the same person every day.
I just have never heard anybody say that before.
I was actually approached by a G and Ursula Show listener on the ferry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they say?
She recognized me.
Did she say she agrees with G?
Yes, actually.
Seriously?
All right.
Oh, there's so much bemoaning these days about the iPad generation and what to do about the kids and all of the screen time. Slate Magazine profiled a number of parents who think that they have a brilliant solution, and that solution is television. These parents believe that TV and letting their kids binge on TV is better than letting them have an iPad and going to town. Gee, was it better for us kids when we could just watch all the TV we want versus being on a screen?
Yes, it was. And the reason why it was better is because, number one, if you go back to the shows that we watched, that I didn't realize this, Ursula, until I got older. It seemed like 30-minute shows back then, because that's what we were watching, also with commercials. It felt like a long time, but it wasn't. It was very short. We only had a few shows that we were our favorite. So if it's Monday, I'm telling my age here, on Mondays, ALF was a big deal, ALF, right? Like, so you know that ALF was coming on, and I know that me and my grandmother would watch Matlock. No, I think Matlock was on Tuesdays. But anyway, you only had about 2 to 3 shows, if that, that you could watch on those particular days. So most of the time, that was it. And so because you didn't have anything, that's it. That's all the programming you got. You're outside hanging out playing with your friends. Today, you know, the little kids are, so they got everything on their iPads.
Well, hold on. So the question is, was it better for us to watch TV all day as opposed to being on an iPad all day? I would say that
they're not the same. No.
I would say that they're equally as bad because you've got 3 hours of time that you're facing a screen instead of being outdoors, instead of doing something that might be more productive. I would say, I would think that TV, though, would be worse because at least with the computer that's, you know, in your hand, or the iPad, or the phone, you would be looking up things. You would be hopefully learning new things. You could also get in more trouble. I just don't think that one is necessarily better than the other.
I have a very
strong feeling.
Disagree, Ursula. Well, hold on. Before our chef goes, wait a minute. Seriously.
You think 3 hours of TV was better than being on the iPad?
You think 3 hours of TV is the same as 3 hours of iPad? Or, you know.
Yeah, phone. Screen time.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
that,
not.
The screen, you can literally not look up for 3 hours. As the TV, at least, there's a break in commercials and
yes.
this.
Let me explain the difference. Okay. Gee, you already talked about the fact that boring programming happened, so you had to switch over or just abandon. There's the commercial breaks. And not to mention, have you noticed the pace of children's programming back these days? Back in the day, Mr. Rogers was like, hey, kids, we're going to go visit, you know, the magic playground like that. Today, it is like, bam, 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 like cutscene, jump scare, fast music. And everything scrolls so fast. They've actually done studies on this, that kids who are exposed to modern TV shows on computers, their ability to maintain attention is like 70-80% worse than kids who watch traditional TV programs, because it keeps their dopamine level like up here at a 9 or a 10 at all times. Mm. I would have to tell Matthew, buddy, you need to blink. Blink, please, because he'd be sitting there. His eyes would be pasted open. And then as soon as it ends, 5 seconds later, the next episode begins. And they could do that infinite amounts of times. Ooh. I could never do that. It is a TV was now, way better for us.
I just
Nick Harper texted in and says, my 2-year-old knows her ABCs, 1 through 10, colors, shapes, elbows, knees, toes. I'd love to take credit for that. But it's her Fire tablet. No amount of Sesame Street is going to do that.
Well, that's a good point. Before you go, now, Ursula, I want to talk about this, though. There was probably a difference with TV in my house than it was in yours. And I'll tell you why. My sister was 8 years older, right? So meaning she was older. You probably had to battle TV. So by the time when I was a kid,
there's 5 kids in my family.
See, there was no battle for me.
Oh, there were.
I'm talking to some of you all probably had other siblings, and it was a struggle for you. You had to fight for the remote, and usually, if you were the oldest, you got to call the shots. I didn't have anybody in the home, so I don't relate to that. I watched what I wanted to watch. I just feel sorry for some of you that were the youngest, and you had no say.
So I'm a middle child, always trying to
compromise. Play both sides.
Do you remember the shows? When I think about TV and the TV that we used to watch, do you remember the shows like 8 is Enough?
Yes.
James at 15?
Yes.
Family?
Yeah, we all watched the same shows, Ursula. We watch the same shows. And by the way, Christine and Wallyford makes a good point. Alf used to eat cats. And I can't believe we allowed that. I can't believe we allowed that. But go ahead. What do you got?
What? How did I not remember that?
Alf, for real. For anybody that used to watch Alf back in the day, like that was like his thing.
What happened on Harry and the Hendersons that I've forgotten about in these years? All right. Speaking of the kids, this morning's Miss Manners column features very cranky individuals who believes that kindergarten graduations are, quote, ridiculous. It is part of the participation trophy phenomenon of the last 20 years. Yeah. Gee, what do you think about kindergarten graduations, 6th grade graduations, middle school graduations, etc.?
I love them. Now, I'm going to say something, which, by the way, I don't even know why they even gave me an opportunity to do a radio show, because some of the things I think about, Ursula, very simple. This is why you need milestone graduations for these kids. You want to know why?
Why?
Grandparents. Imagine, you got to wait until they're 18 before your first graduation. Grandma and grandpa are like, hey, I need some earlier than that. What if?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys started having your kids late. I might not even make it to the graduation.
Not to mention,
you know what I'm
some of those kids might not make it to high school graduation.
I mean, if your child doesn't decide to have a child until they're 35, and they got to wait until they're 18 to see their first graduation, I'm keeping a buck, y'all.
That's all fine and dandy.
Uh-huh.
But this is a sore spot for me, and I'm going to bring it up again.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it up again. Because what would you give more importance to? What would you prioritize? 6th grade graduation or baseball playoffs? If you have to choose and you have...
Don't ask me, though.
You have a team. Okay, I'm just going to give it to you. You have a team where you only have just enough players to field a team.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone attends their... Maybe it was 4th grade graduation.
Yeah.
But let's just say, for all intents and purposes, 6th grade graduation.
Right.
Or the baseball playoffs. What are you doing?
Well, what do you value more?
I mean, okay,
well,
you're asking.
Here's the question is, if you have your kid go to the graduation, the team cannot play in the playoffs. The team's out. The team is eliminated.
What do you value as a family, athletics or education? Simple.
Okay. It's not that simple. Okay,
though.
You asked me first.
I'm sure people want to hear from me because they
know that what I'm going to say is outrageous. I'm picking the baseball game.
Thank you.
I'll tell you why. Graduations suck.
Wait, you just said you have graduations.
I'm just talking about for the grandparents. If you really rack them and stack them, and you really want to talk about graduations, the only thing that most people care about is seeing their loved one go across the stage and get their diploma. Other than that, they're out.
It's a cute thing. It's great for the Instagram. It's great for Facebook. It's great for, hey, give me a few bucks to celebrate this milestone. Have a little party. It's all great. It's cute, and I get it. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about something that now is going to affect a bunch of people, and I said it's a sore spot because it is something that happened. Our kids could not play in a game. We got eliminated. Our son's team got eliminated.
Because it went to the graduation.
Yeah, there was another one that was a piano recital.
Oh, wow.
Like, you chose. Sorry, don't commit to a team and then choose to do the piano recital.
Yeah.
When you got now playoffs and all the kids can't play.
That's ridiculous. Now, people whose last name it starts with an A, B, C, you guys look at graduations a lot differently than those that have last names that start with S.
R and an S.
R and S.
Zimmerman.
You know, Zimmerman.
Ziegler.
White. Witherspoon. You don't like graduations at all.
I had a Zelensky, I graduated.
Oh, man. I think most people at attendance at kindergarten graduations want it to hurry up and be done.
Kindergarten graduations. It's really cute.
You know how long should last?
You know who's the most miserable?
Who?
Generally the kids. Oh, my God. My kids were always, my boys just hated.
Yeah.
Hated those things.
Hey, we're going to have you sit in a chair for an hour with no activities, and you got to be quiet.
All right.
Good luck, five-year-olds.
The next time the legislators meet, we need to make it all kindergarten graduations should be no more than 30 minutes. Get to the point. Let's go. Okay. Ursa, what are we doing at 11:30?
Well, we're going to talk about someone's experience at an auction. And then if you happen to attend an auction, you're going to give some advice.
I'm going to give some advice, yeah, but I can't wait. And by the way, it's not me or Ursula that were attending an auction this past weekend.
Yes.
We do that next. Jen Ursula.
Gian Ursula Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this kind of rainy Monday morning, but it has been a fun show this last couple of hours, and so we're going to continue the fun because it was about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I saw a text message from Chef, and he was sounding desperate because he said he was at an auction for his church and that his wife wanted him to bid on something that I seem to recall Chef making fun of, like, why would anyone spend thousands of dollars on a school parking space? So, yeah. Chef, tell us about this.
Okay, so just to set this up, I don't like auctions. I've refused to go. I think they're kind of elitist events where a bunch of overserved adults like measure the size of their checkbooks in public. I hate the auction parking spot and the super smug people who park there. And my wife's been trying to get me to go to the PTA auction for a couple of years now, and I refuse.
Hold up.
I think you insulted a whole bunch of people.
Wait, but before you go.
Am I wrong?
Before you go on this story, I want to take everybody back to last week. Does anybody remember Chef making the comments like, come on, dude. They really, you know, help with, you know, raising money for these schools. And remember your take on it? Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Chef, you were against that.
Yes.
But now, oh, finish, please.
Okay, so I understand it's for a good cause. And yes. Gabby finally ropes me into going to our church auction this year. She says, oh, it'll be a fun date for us. It starts at 12:30. Yes. Big mistake. I figure it starts at 12:30. It's going to be done by 1:30. No, no, no. It does not start until 1:15 and continues until like 4 o'clock. We have to leave early. But about an hour and a half into this, she's sitting next to me and she goes, oh my gosh, look, they're going to auction a parking spot in front of the church. I really want to get that. I said, Have you been listening to the show? Are you trolling me right now? She's like, no, I really want it. And I ask her, in what universe do we need the parking spot in the front? There's always parking available. But she's like, it's really nice. Wouldn't it be great to park in the front every
day? Did you tell your wife how you absolutely disrespected anybody that wants parking spots at the events that I talk about? Did you tell her that?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not. And if she listens to this segment, I'm going to get in real big trouble.
Okay.
Overall, I guess it was kind of a fun event. We get probably 2.5 hours in and she tells me, oh, there's this vacation package coming up.
I love it.
And I'd love to bid on it. I'm like, wait, oh, there's a week in Wisconsin. We get to have a cabin in Wisconsin on the lake. And it's only like $1,500. I'm looking it up on Airbnb and like, yeah, that's the going rate. Where are we going to Wisconsin? What do we need a vacation in a state I've never even thought of before until this month? Why do you want this so bad?
But it's also for a good cause.
Yes, it's for a good... She's like, we might get a good deal. Well, what about the airline tickets? It's going to cost us $5,000 to get out there. We could spend the money elsewhere. So I finally convince her to not bid on the trip to Wisconsin. We bail at about 3 hours. And they do the whole, you know, fund a need thing where everyone raises their card and raises money for the church.
Did you raise the paddle then?
Yes, she raised it then.
Yes.
They do the gift card dash. You know, you buy the gift card for more money than it's worth for some reason. Like a Panera gift card for $50, you have the opportunity to spend $100 for at an auction, right?
Okay.
You can buy an angel food cake that somebody made at home that's half sunken for $200 if you really want to do it for the dessert dash.
Okay, hold up. See, the first mistake, I can even tell you, before even G comes in to swoop it all up. The first mistake is you go to an auction thinking you're going to get bargains. You're not going there to get good deals.
Yeah.
Generally, unless an auction is not well attended or there are so many...
Bunch of penny pinchers like me there.
Items. There are so many items that are not on the live one, but they're almost live or just you know, on the
silent
tables.
Auction.
The silent auction. Sometimes you'll get good deals, but if you go and think you're getting a good deal, no, they're giving you something. That gift card that is $50 to Panera, yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to go for $100, but at least you're getting some $50 worth of something.
So you're saying that's the best deal at the auction is the double the price Panera gift
Ursula,
card?
No, because I'm going to go too hard. I think you're doing a great job
right?
Okay. Chef right now.
So the other way you can participate, and I need you, and she has some great tips, but the other way you can participate... Because quickly, the live auction, those figures get way too far. For me, too. I don't feel comfortable throwing out $10,000. And,
right.
And for some people, that's just change.
This was low-key, though. Very low-key.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
wasn't that
let's
bad.
Say I've been to those auctions where the prices go up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
The key for you is to get your paddle up right at the beginning.
Why?
Get the... Because
like to pretend I'm participating,
you're
to
participating,
jack up the price on everyone else?
You're participating.
Oh.
You're helping the
I missed
school
out on
or
that.
The church. And your wife will be happy because it won't look like you're a complete cheapskate.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were not cheapskates, to be fair. Just to wrap up this part of the story, I bought a raffle ticket. She bought like a heads up, heads down thing for $20 or something.
Right.
And she bid on a silent auction that she won for like $80. And then I look at my email last night, and you know how everything's linked to your auction card.
Yes.
And I say, Gabby, how did we spend $500? How did we spend $500? I'm like, I'm flabbergasted. Apparently, when I went out to the car, I go out to the car because we have to leave to go get the kids. And she bought like gift cards and stuff. I have no idea how we got to this total, but I'm like, that was a weekend away for us. I love our church. I love supporting our community, but man, does everybody get soaked at the auction unexpectedly? Is this a universal experience? How can I prevent this?
Ursula,
$500 you got off easy.
I got off easy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna submit that in to get it, write that off?
No, man, that's not my income bracket. Like a $500 deduction, it's not gonna do anything for my bracket.
So you're not gonna try to get that deducted at all?
No. Itemizing my taxes is not something that is beneficial.
Look at you, nice guy.
But, so, what are some tips though? Because not everybody has, and for a lot of people, $500. Yeah.
Well,
is a lot of
well,
money.
Well, first, I think you did a good job of explaining something. When you go to and you know that there's going to be a live auction or you know there's going to be a silent auction or you're going to one of those events, get it out of your mind that I'm going there to go get something inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not right? happening. Mm-hmm.
You're there to help raise money, right? And then the auctioneer is there to, while you're doing that, just going to make it entertaining for you to give your money.
Yes.
One of the things that I like to do is I like to have fun. And first, I want everybody to raise their bid cards. Grab your bid cards right now. Raise it up in the air. Everybody raise their bid card in the air. Hey, photographers, take a picture right now. Take a picture of this moment. Now wave them, everybody. So this is your opportunity that these pictures are going to be posted. You can tell everyone that you were bidding all night, right? So that's one. Two, if you're someone that's like, yeah, hey, auctioneer, I'm not really feeling it, but you don't want anybody else to know, one of two things that you can do. One, like you said, Ursula, get in early, right? As soon as the auctioneer starts off, we're going to start off at 100, a bit of 100, a bit of 1.5, what happened, now 200. We're going to start there. Get in early on that because we're at 200 now. We're going to take this thing up to about 5,000, okay? Get in early and then be like, ah, dang it. Throw your bid card down. Or you can do the smooth way. The smooth way of telling the auctioneer, hey, auctioneer, I'm here with somebody. This is our first time on this date, but I want it to look a certain type of way. So, auctioneer, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to raise my bid card, but it's going to be upside down. Upside down lets you know I'm in it, but not to win it.
I'm going to follow that advice, but do it backwards.
Yeah.
So they can't even see the number.
Right, yeah.
I just got a sheet of paper.
I'm looking for 4,500. Okay, Steve, I see you. Got it. 45, now 45. I'm looking for 5,000. 5,000. And Steve's over here sweating. He's sweating. Oh, man, I need you to find that 5,000 because it's 4,500. Don't want to more. And they're looking at me, too. I'm looking at them. They're looking at me. You got me all hyped up now, see?
I got to say, though, I really respect what you do because it was a fun event. And the guy carried the room, and I would love to see one of yours. I'd love to come to one of your auctions. I bet it'd be a blast.
Have you guys ever looked on YouTube or maybe you've been to a black church and you've seen the black preacher that's up there?
Yeah, that's you.
That's probably
I've seen you. You work up a sweat.
Yeah.
You are sweating profusely.
So no hugs after the auction?
No, you know what I do? I go and I take my jacket off and I go and put something else on because then that way it's not awkward and weird because I am sweaty.
You know what he likes to do all the time when he auctions? He goes, got it. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Nick Bennett. Got it.
I've visited a few times.
Sold it. Bang. Bye-bye. All right. Text message feedback and then we'll have Ursula's Words to Live By. Gina Ursula. It's G and Ursula, everybody. This show is going by fast. And Ursula, I see the sun peeking.
I know.
But they ain't speaking. All right, Ursula, start us off.
Okay, so we talked about the fish house in Snohomish, Andy's Fish House in the city of Snohomish that was ordered to shut down its unpermitted outdoor dining tent. And so we had a good debate about that. And Susan in Kent says, Andy's Fish House is an important employer in Snohomish. It seems like someone in the city government has an axe to grind with this business. Everyone knows restaurants have sensitive profit margins, and closing down even for a month during a busy month could make it unable to come back again.
Mm. 206 says, tear it down. As far as the business, they must have built their business plan based on the 16 customer seating. Did they build that business plan as a can't succeed plan?
206 says, Ursula is spot on. A homeowner who fails to get a permit has to tear down what they built, so why wouldn't a business have to do the same thing?
Wait a minute.
Actually, that was G. That was G, but then you took back your word.
Flip-flop. 425 says, government shouldn't be able to tell us what to do with our own property.
Well, unfortunately, we do have to have permits, though. Okay, so what if that missing zebra is never corralled? 206 said, the zebra facts this morning, they were amazing.
Shout out to Ursula on that. Ursula came ready. Bobby says, I'd rather have zebras than grizzlies in the Pacific Northwest Forest.
I'm with you on that one. And then, okay, well, we'll just keep going. On the campus protests, Aaron Tacoma says, we live in America. Freedom of speech and expression is a fundamental right. That being said, blocking traffic, trespassing, damaging property, and threatening the safety of others is unacceptable, and participation in those activities should absolutely be prosecuted.
Nick wrote, I'm not understanding whose rights are being restricted by these campus protests. What rights are being taken from whom? Not being inconvenienced isn't a right. You don't have a right to feel safe. Zionists have been hiding behind the spectrum of anti-Semitism for half a century in their quest to supplant the Palestinian population. They're hurting their own interests by watering down such a vitriolic word.
So this is a mom in 425 who texted this in. She says, my daughter is a senior at WSU, graduating this year, and 4 years ago, she was a senior in high school, but she didn't get graduation because of COVID. I will be extremely irritated if her college graduation is also canceled. These groups of young people have put in years and years of education to get to where they are, and they should have the chance to be celebrated. That might sound selfish with everything that's going on in the world, but they lost their senior year of high school, prom graduation, freshman year of college. All they're asking for is a celebration to recognize their hard work that they put in, not only for 4 years of college, but for 13 years of elementary school, middle school, and high school. This graduating class of 2024 needs the accolades and time to shine. I would agree.
Did they get their kindergarten graduations, though?
Can I just say something that I'm probably not supposed to say?
What's that?
I went to my son's graduation in Ohio State. Yeah, that was boring, too. Governor Kristi Noem's almost universally condemned story about killing her dog. 425 says, gee, you are so off base. That's a popular topic. Gee, you are so off base about putting the dog down. They live in a rural area. She had an aggressive dog. That's what they do on farms with animals that are problems. This isn't a political discussion, and stop making it one.
Okay, so that was the one that was in favor of Governor Kristi Noem.
You have to include the one, right?
Yes.
So share from both
gave
sides.
You that one. We had a bunch of you texting in about what food you hated as a kid but love as an adult. Roger in UP said, spinach. Jason and Buckley said cheese. I thought it smelled like sour milk. And then Chris and Sumner said, I hated steak as a kid. We were fed sirloin with no fat that was overcooked and that had consistency of shoe leather. Discovering melt-in-your-mouth ribeye was a game changer.
How about I hated goat guts when I was a kid? Wait, you don't still hate goat guts?
Ooh.
All right, talk about I put some hot sauce on it. Okay, Hillary Clinton. All right, let's get to Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
I was just thinking of two words that I love.
What's that?
Grit and grace. Grit determines that life challenges will neither defeat nor define us, and grace gives kindness to ourselves and to others, even when it's hard. May you have both grit and grace in your life right now and always.
That's good stuff, Ursula.
Unless you don't like grits.
Did you just see me just take a sip?
I did see you take a sip.
There was nothing in it. Nick, what do you got?
Well, I don't think I'm picky when it comes to eating foods. Just a couple dishes turned away I thought were not too good, like some servings of a liver with a side of onions too, or some Brussels sprouts and broccoli that weren't cooked all the way through. And I can't forget the pork chops G and I used to be served with the applesauce one moment and some shake and bake reserve. And I know I don't need the kids their way. They might go out if you don't feed them right and attend an auction ran by G with the finest foods throughout. But just be a warning. They'll have their bid cards held upside down. So just pick them at your own risk.
I love that. I've never been to an auction where I thought of turning my bid card upside down.
Yeah. We know. Oh, okay. I see what's happening. I see what's happening, Captain. But I... So... There are things as an auctioneer that I think when you've been doing it a long time, there's just little things that you do. When I scan the crowd or I'm watching and, like, you know, the programs, everybody's eating, I am really looking at the dynamics of tables. I'm looking, like, I'm embarrassed to tell you guys what I look at. I'm looking for wedding rings. I'm trying to, like if I don't know that couple or something like that, or is that a couple? Or is that a business table? Is that a sponsored table? I'm looking at all of those things.
I can attest to the fact that you will find things and notice things that no one else does.
You know that I'm a detail-oriented person.
Yes.
I am able to be able to tell, oh, this is the first time they've been together on the date. Okay, this guy is probably going to go show everybody he's got the money. Okay, gotcha. Let's have some fun, buddy.
Love
Ursula,
it.
Good show. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Chef, appreciate you. Hey, let us know what Gabby says. I wonder if she heard that segment.
I hope not.
And if not, they need to put it on video, you know. Nick, thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, brother.
Jack and Spike show comes up next. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.